The Positive Impact podcast is proudly sponsored by The Art of Change, Skills for Life. At The Art of Change, we believe in the power of the individual to create positive change at work, at home, and in the world through training, keynotes, books, audio programs, and more. Because change is inevitable, but progress is not. Visit us at www.artofchange.com to learn the difference you can make.
You are listening to the Positive Impact Podcast.
My name is Aiden. I'm a public speaker, a business consultant, a corporate trainer, and a professional improviser.
And I'm Marjorie.
And we've been friends for 14 years. This podcast is an experiment.
Where we talk about me trying every diet program under the sun and the moon and who knows where else.
So hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I got the air conditioner on, so I'm feeling great. The more important question is, how are you?
Well, I decided that I was going to give it one last binge this past weekend since I had already screwed it all up anyway. I did not take the candy to work.
Okay. Well, so the last time we talked was 4 days after the initial challenge.
Correct.
And it's been how many days since the last time we talked?
It has been 5 days, I believe. Yeah.
Five additional days.
Yeah.
And so, okay. And you're saying like 2 days after we talked, like 3 days ago, you had one last binge. Am I getting my math right?
Well, it was more a binge that lasted 3 days.
after we talked. But when I texted you, what was for dinner? You were like, I made cream
that
chicken
was yesterday.
And broccoli.
That was yesterday. No. So that's what I decided. We talked on one day, and then for the next 3 days, I binged. And then yesterday, I started doing good.
Okay. All right. Well, what happened.
Yes. Because yesterday's a Monday. And as everyone knows, diets are only successful when you start them on Mondays.
as everybody knows, this is as universal as rock paper scissors rules. Monday is start day.
That is right. Am I right?
Well, actually, my reset day is Thursday. Fun fact.
Oh, that is the strangest reset day I've ever heard of.
Well, it helps me to have a reset day that's in the middle of the week so that I don't get into trouble on weekends.
I might try that in the future.
And it works 87% of the time. Okay, but so let me ask you this. There was a lot of candy still left in that box.
Yes, there was.
And is there any candy still left in the box?
Well, so the good news is there is no candy in my house anymore. This is Positive Thin Pack, right?
Sure. So the Positive Thin Pact on your apartment's state of being is there's currently no candy in it. That being said, was there a negative thin pact on your body?
I consumed all the candy.
Okay. So last time when you said that you were a human, you were like, and I'm going to give you some proof.
That is correct. Yes, I, for some reason, I don't know, you know, the internet's just one of those places where you go and you want to find out the things, and then sometimes you find out things that, you know, just make you so sad, you think, stop the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the type of weekend I had. Additionally, there is a neighbor across the street who left their dog out all weekend long, unattended, on their
patio.
That's
not okay.
Yes, and it upset me. And, you know, candy does make things better sometimes.
Okay, but does it really? Like, you couldn't actually use candy to rescue the dog.
No, I could not. You are correct. But it helped me stay a little tiny bit sane. Although, you know, I decided after the candy was consumed, I don't know why I didn't have the thought ahead of time. I decided to call the person's apartment complex and let them know that they have someone who I'm sure is violating their lease and affecting a poor dog who is beautiful and doesn't deserve that neglect. And
but Marjorie, you also don't deserve neglect.
Wow.
I'm saying, am I right?
That, yeah, so that's kind of, yeah, that's how I deal with stuff is I, you know, I think I take the anger out on the world. I take it out on myself for some reason. And I think that's one of my triggers for binging.
Mm-hmm. You're not alone. People eat their feelings all the time. That's super duper common. I mean, I got really peeved at something that I can't even remember and immediately wanted to reach for something to eat and was hyper aware of it because we had talked a few days ago. Like, you know, it was like super noticeable to me.
Yeah.
Because we had talked about it. And it's not like that was a revelation. I'm aware of emotional eating. In fact, I'd be willing to bet if anyone is listening at this moment in time, they're going, yeah, emotional eating. Me too. So I want to go back to something that you said last week that I keep thinking about.
Oh, okay.
That I can't seem to let go of.
Okay.
You said that you got a box of tacos, which was 25 tacos.
Tiny tacos.
Yes, you keep emphasizing tiny tacos.
Well, because you're making it sound like, you know, they're like a full size hold with, you know, your hand taco, but this is like the hold with your finger taco.
Okay, well, so this is what I want to understand. What is a tiny taco? And how do you know it's a tiny taco? And like, if I were to compare this to some other volume of food, this is the thing I'm having trouble understanding. So,
oh, okay.
I'd like to, because like you were like six portions of candy. I was like, got it. I would do that. But you were like 25 tiny tacos. And I was like, I don't know what that means. So,
okay.
So here's, we're going to play a game. I'm going to name a food. Are you game for this? Is this
okay? Although I can give you the food.
So, okay. So you could just tell me, or we could play a game.
We can play the game. I'm game for a game.
I just thought 25 tiny tacos. I have no idea what this means. I mean, it sounds like an excellent record title, but I just.
And not to be confused with purse tacos.
A purse taco, I understand. Like, that makes 100% sense to me. And to our listeners, I apologize if you don't understand purse taco. And I feel like there's a likelihood we'll dedicate an entire episode to purse tacos. But it's basically, when you're living in parts of Texas, tacos are as easy to come by as you might imagine. But what you want is, it's like instead of having a power bar, you would have a purse taco. That's basically it. You put it in that part of your bag that's going to separate it from everything else. And later when you need a snack, you have your purse taco.
You have little beans and cheese.
Little beans and cheese instead of a balance bar or a Snickers. Right. That, again, so far, you and me, same page. So let's come back to 25 tiny tacos, shall we?
Okay.
So, 25, because I'm picturing a purse taco sized taco, because to me, no, they're not that big. But so, okay, but so you could be like, no, it's half of that. And that's fine, but that'd be boring. So instead, Here's okay. what I'm going to do. I'm going to name a food, and you're going
That's
to tell
me. Improviser. You're all about the games.
You hired me for $0. You hired me for $0 to be your personal improviser. And this is what you
That's
get.
Right.
All
right.
So, yeah, we're going to play a game. I'm going to name a food. You tell me how many of that food or what volume of that food would be the same as 25 tiny tacos.
Oh, as 25 tiny tacos?
Is it easier to do one tiny taco?
It's so much easier to do one tiny taco.
Okay, one tiny taco. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to play this game. I'm going to name a food. You're going to tell me how many of that food equals one tiny taco.
Okay.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
M&M's.
I'm trying to picture. Okay. I would say 6 M&M's to one tiny taco.
That's a tiny taco. Okay.
That's why I keep emphasizing the tiny.
Ritz crackers.
It's about the size of a Ritz cracker.
Okay, so it's like a tablespoon.
But thicker.
Okay, great. So then how many you would stack it then, right? So how many Ritz crackers?
Like maybe 2 or 3, maybe.
Okay. All right. Turkey sandwiches.
Oh. Okay. I can eat each tiny taco in a bite. So can I equate it to a bite of a turkey sandwich?
Yes. Ice cream.
One millionth of the amount of ice cream I like.
One of those little bricks of fancy candy, which won't be meaningful to anybody listening, but I know what they look like.
Okay. A small cube of fancy candy, I would say, could probably fit 4 tacos in it.
No way.
Way.
Okay. So now I understand how tiny they are. Now I feel like you're being overcharged.
You don't even know how much I paid.
How much did... Okay. All right. Well, first, let's finish the game. I'm going to ask you one last food.
Okay.
Grapes.
Like 1.5? Big grapes, though.
Okay. 1.5 big grapes. Blue. Then I'm gonna do one more. Blueberries.
If they're Texas blueberries, like 4.
Okay. All right. And that concludes our game of what is a tiny
How
taco?
How tiny is the tiny taco?
How tiny is a tiny taco?
Do you know
and
what
the answer
I
is?
Would...
Extremely tiny.
Do you know what I would have equated it to?
What?
It's about the same size, maybe just a tiny bit bigger than one of those Totino's pizza rolls.
Can you even call it a taco if it's that small?
Well, okay. So, you know how a taquito is like fried and... Oh, do you know what's a really good equivalent to a tiny taco is like a pot sticker dumpling? They're about that size. Yes, they're just almost exactly that size.
Okay.
Except it's a corn tortilla that's fried on the outside.
Are they crispy or are they?
Yes. Yes. And they're almost like if you were to take a taquito and put it in taco shape.
Would it be like eating 25 tortilla chips with a big scoop of 7-layer dip on it?
Yeah, I would go there. Except okay. I think instead of 7-layer dip, it's just beef and beans.
I know, but it would be, for me, it'd be 7-layer dip because it's delicious.
Yeah, but all I hear is tomatoes. And
Okay. All right. It does sound way less insane. But so now I have to know, how much do tiny tacos cost?
Well, for a large unsweet tea and a box of 25 tiny tacos, it's about $8 with tax.
Okay. Now I think that that is fair.
I'm glad.
I thought it was the like dollar taco.
No.
The dollar taco, because that's like a decent sized taco. That's like a three or four bite
yeah,
taco.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I felt like you were thinking I was eating like 25, you know, like Taco Bell tacos. And that's not at all.
I mean.
Well, no.
I pictured like a big old box of tacos and I was like. And then where did you put the candy? In your ankles? Like,
no.
Okay, great. Well, now I feel like I have clarity and I have zero regrets about asking.
Oh, yeah. Feel free.
Because you kept emphasizing the word tiny. I was like, I have to know. I have to know. I've been stewing on it. I have to know. So I asked.
I'm sure the interwebs have pictures of these things.
We should definitely look for a picture of them. I will, in fact, for sure, I'm going to look for a picture and I'll likely post it to Facebook, because everyone who doesn't already know what tiny tacos look like is going there. Everyone's going to want to know.
They're from Jack in the Box and they're delicious. I highly recommend them as a cheat food.
Jack in the Box tiny tacos. All right. And as a WW member, I'm going to be super curious how many points.
Oh, a million points, probably.
Probably not. If they're that tiny, they're probably like two.
Well, so probably a snack size of five. Mm-hmm. Five is what they sell for a snack size. Probably that's not too bad, but probably.
I would guess five is probably 10 points. The points add up really quick.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to guess. But now, I don't know. I'm going to have to look.
One good thing, it comes with three dipping sauces. I do not like it with the sauce. With any of the three sauces. I even went to somewhere else and bought real queso, and I don't like it with the queso. I just like them by themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we've really...
You know, every little calorie counts.
I feel like we've really explored deeply this concept of tiny taco. I feel satisfied. I feel like I've eaten 25 tiny tacos of information. 25 tiny tacos of epiphany, and I am satisfied.
You know what else would satisfy you?
25 tiny tacos?
Yes! How did you know? Yes. So I had a scale victory today.
Go on.
I have officially lost 10 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, it's water weight. I'm not expecting that to repeat like every week, you know?
Yeah, but don't undersell it.
But in a week, it's pretty nice. And side effect, I'm in way less pain.
Oh, tell me about weight loss pain, because I imagine this will be something you experience if you're going all from 250 to zero of amount that you're losing as not total body weight. So 10 is already triggering pain, and you're like, that's a significant effect on the body at the farther you go into it. So can you tell me a little bit more about how that works?
I think a lot of it was because I was retaining water so much that I think it was collecting around my knees, and you know, it collects in your ankles, and it was just painful to walk.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know how we talked about, like, I don't want to get the bariatric surgery and everything.
Yeah.
So I have known for over 10 years now that in one knee, I am completely bone on bone. A knee replacement in that knee is actually a surgery I'd like to get. But what they don't tell you up front always is that under
at the knee store, you mean? Like when you go to the knee store, and you're picking out your new knee?
Yes, exactly. What they don't tell you is that under the best of circumstances, these things are generally designed to last about 20 years. That's why you mostly see elderly people get the knee replacements, because they likely won't need another one. But when you're my age, you'll definitely need at least one more. At my weight, I had a doctor tell me she expected that it would likely only last 5 years.
And what a waste of money.
Right. And she would not. Well, unlike bariatric surgery, it is covered by insurance, but she would not sign off on it. And rightfully so. The other thing is, I've had a few family members go to this doctor in San Antonio who did a non-invasive technique or a minimally invasive technique of knee replacement. Mm-hmm. And they recovered much, much, much faster than everybody I know that had traditional knee replacement surgery. And that doctor will not do the surgery on people above a certain percentage over their ideal weight. So
That's
probably one reason she has such a good success rate.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Well, so what an interesting double-edged sword. The weight that you currently carry on your body puts an insane amount of pressure on your knees.
Yes.
There's pain there.
Yes.
But losing that weight also means that your bones are shifting in a way that is different, and that causes pain as well. So you are basically in for a world of hurt no matter what you do. How do you stay motivated then?
Well, there's these little pockets of, you know, like last night, I didn't have to take anything for pain in order to sleep. And so that was nice. And I wasn't losing my mind at work today because my chair's hydraulics because of my weight. And the nice people at my job got me a new chair when the other one was hurting my back. And so this is like a brand new chair, and I don't want to be the person that asks for like a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
And so I've kind of just been putting up with it, but because it's not designed for somebody my size, the hydraulics don't work really well and I sink a lot.
Oh.
So I'm constantly jacking with my chair. And so anyway, so normally at some point in the day, it'll go all the way down. And when it does, it puts my knees at like just the right angle for maximum pain. And today that didn't happen. So that was nice. I wouldn't say I'm completely pain free, but it's down to ignorable levels.
Well, that's good.
Yes. And easily distracted.
I learned something recently, which is that for every pound of weight, you are putting 4 pounds of pressure on your knee.
Yeah.
So if you were to lose 250 pounds, then that would be
a half a ton.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Math is powerful. And you know what else is powerful? The amount of pressure you're putting on your knees. No wonder it's ground down. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems like, I mean, I'm super tempted to play a game called what would be the equivalent to 1,000 pounds of pressure on your knee, but I'm not going to because I'm not smart enough.
I think possibly a smart car.
So it'd be like it's like walking around just like carrying a smart car.
I think so. I'm strong,
but the irony is that it's not carrying you. You're having to carry all of that.
Right.
Just think about the leg muscles that are carrying you around.
Yeah, that's why I always used to like leg days, because I rocked them. Especially like on the Total Gym and stuff. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, well, so folks may not know Folks may not know that you had a personal trainer for a good chunk of time.
Yes, I did. And she was awesome. And I have been told by other personal trainers that I have amazing form. And I know it's because I was taught how to do everything right the first time.
That's awesome.
Yes.
As you continue down this path, do you think you're going to add that kind of stuff back in?
Not for a while. There is a cost associated with that. And eventually, maybe. But I would really like to just be able to walk first and probably after school's back in, mm-hmm. I might start just kind of trying to walk in the pool during the week. And I only say that because I live in an apartment complex and there's a lot of kids and it's really hard to get your exercise on when you're in the pool with a lot of kids.
Because you're starting on this path in July, the pool, most pool-centric month of the summer.
Yes. And, you know, when it's a million degrees outside in Texas, you can bet all the kids in the complex are in that pool.
Doing Lord knows what.
Well, there's that, but hopefully just, you know, if I'm trying to walk from one end to the next, mostly it'll just be, you know, I'm in the splash zone.
Well, so, all right. So you had a 10-pound drop.
And yes.
I find that when I get on the scale and there's progress, suddenly I'm in a better mood. I'm more motivated, and it's silly because it's just information, but that is absolutely what happens for me. What is that what happens for you, or is it different?
So that's what usually happens for me at first. And then it'll get to a point where, I don't know, something happens and I start sabotaging myself. It's like, I think one thing that's hard about losing weight for me, so I do see a therapist, and she's told me before that she thinks that weight for me is like armor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably true. And so not only am I losing weight, but I'm kind of shedding my armor.
Yeah.
And that makes me way more vulnerable than I'm used to feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point, I mean, like, I'll be motivated, and then at some point it'll have absolutely the opposite effect. And
well,
I'll
we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Today,
and that'll be when it's time to pick up some crazy book and try something ridiculous.
Yeah. So I'm almost there. I'm almost ready to pick up a crazy book, but I'm doing well right now. So I want to just kind of keep doing what I'm doing. I'm finding that the tracking not only reminds me to eat, like today, I almost forgot to eat lunch. And then the little thing popped up that said, you haven't logged your lunch yet.
Oh.
And I was like, oh yeah, I should eat that.
I love that like starting out on this journey, the simplicity of just keeping track and trying to eat lunch like this, just that one thing is pretty motivating for right now. Like, I love that moment where you're like, I'm going to embark on this journey. And then you're like, the journey's working. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see how this goes. And then, sure, we'll shift gears when it becomes time.
Okay, I lost you. But I think I'm going to get you back soon.
Well, we just have a few minutes left.
Okay.
So let's talk about, where you're at. Are you good staying with this plan for the time being? Like, just
yes.
Keep track of lunch and posting it on MyFitnessPal.
Yes. And trying to stay within the calories that MyFitnessPal, you know, automatically calculated once I gave it my parameters.
Oh.
Which I've been under every day. And I've not deprived myself at all. Other
That's
than
awesome.
I have not eaten sugar.
Wow, you're actually doing like three things at once. I'm really impressed.
Kind of, sort of. But I think some of it's just kind of a byproduct. Although I was offered a piece of cake at work yesterday and I said no thank you.
Wait, did you say no thank you, I don't eat sugar. I'm not a person who eats sugar.
No.
Or did you just say no thank you?
No, because at some point in time they're gonna see me stuff in my face full of stuff, and I just know if I'm that snotty they're gonna be like, I thought you didn't eat sugar.
So, yeah, right.
Because okay. That's how what I would be thinking inside if it were me. I don't know that I'd say it, but or I might. But yeah, and I thought no, because you know at some point I'm gonna be like, all the ice cream is mine.
Yeah, that was my week last week. No, not last week. The week before last week. Last week I did great.
Well, that's good.
Thanks.
Now you're maintaining, right? I mean, that's your goal, right?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah. So I hit my goal weight, which was a bit arbitrarily chosen, but based on sort of like a happy medium between where I was starting from and where I was in high school. So I wasn't trying to do anything crazy. I was trying to choose a reasonable weight, which I reached 4 years ago and have been roughly maintaining until pretty recently. And I'm now at a place where I have some weight to take off. I have to get back to goal, I need to reduce myself by 18 pounds.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, I mean, so it's all,
although the closer
all
you
relative.
Get, the worse it is.
Right. It's all relative too. You and I have talked about this a little bit in the past, that the, it'd be better to say I have two dress sizes to shift, because that's more accurate than the weight, because for you, two dress sizes is a different amount of weight change than 18
yes.
pounds.
It's a
for
far
you,
different amount.
It would be a much larger amount to have that change.
Correct.
So that's something else that is different. Like I'm fascinated by these differences that, and also, you know, like my mom and I could weigh the same thing and she would be three sizes bigger at the weight that I currently am.
That is so weird.
Yeah, it's just so fascinating. So, you know, size and weight, it's all a little bit confusing. But so I have two dress or one and a half dress sizes that I am currently up. So I'm no longer just maintaining. I'm now back in trying to lose some pounds.
And I have 18 dress sizes.
Is this an awkward moment? It feels awkward.
You know how they say that inside every fat person is a skinny person trying to get out?
I've heard that. Is that true?
I don't know, but I think inside me is two fat people. I think that's really like a really big woman ate my skinny person.
I hope it's okay that I'm laughing. It's just a hilarious mental image.
It is.
Well, one day at a time.
Yes.
That's my motto. One day at a time. Every moment is a chance to reset is another one of my mottos. And then one of the ladies in my WW meeting, her motto is when you eat 25 tiny tacos and 6 portions of candy, that kind of thing. She would look at that and she would go, that was interesting. So that she can then regroup and move on. And I've started to adopt that. I really like it. That's sort of like taking myself outside of those decisions after they've happened so that I can move forward with better choices.
Yeah. I know I need to do that. And I think that that's why I really wanted to do this podcast, because it would make me so accountable that, instead of just blowing life and going, oh, well, I'll get back to it tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes, then I can kind of say, you know, well, I got to get back to it.
Yeah. I'm fascinated. I'm hoping people will decide to go on this journey with us, not necessarily using whatever strategies we're using. If they sound healthy and interesting, sure. But like, I would never say to somebody, you should go do this thing. I don't think I have the authority to do that. But I do think it's fair to say, here's what's happening for me, and then have somebody else feel inspired by that and do something about it. I think if that were to happen, that'd be amazing. And it would be cool to hear people's stories if that happens.
Absolutely. And I would love to, because eventually, like I say, I'm going to, and it's probably coming sooner rather than later. But I'm going to hit a point where I'm going to want to sabotage, and I'm going to need to move on to some other way of doing things. And I would dearly love suggestions on what crazy book to do, as long as it does not involve tomatoes.
I just had a vision for them from the future of 17 posts of tomato pictures and books about how to cook tomatoes. It's going to be so exciting when that happens.
Yeah. And it's going to be totally lost on me, because that was one of the rules when we talked about rules. I forgot to say no tomatoes ever.
Well, save that for the red episode. Okay. For now, if you're listening, feel free to send us an email, positivethinpact@gmail.com, or to post on our Facebook page at Positive Thin Pact Podcast, which I don't think we said at Positive Thin Pact Podcast. We did at Positive Thin Pact, with your suggestions of what would be a next interesting approach to try. Bonus points if you link us the book where we might find the book. And we'll just see how things go.
And they can also tweet at pthinpact. And I would invite everyone to try to friend me and follow along on my journey. My fitness pal name is Positive Thin Pact.
So Positive Thin Pact is the key to remembering how to get a hold of us and to follow along on Marjorie's journey. And for now, I got a bolt. So bye.
Bye.
You're doing awesome. I'm so proud of you. I'm sorry, but I am just so proud.
Thank you.
I'm not sorry. Why am I apologizing for being
sorry? Not sorry, but
sorry, not sorry. You're doing great.
Well, I can't tell you how I was getting verklempt thinking about you doing this with me.
Oh,
I was. I just am so blessed that you're my friend.
Oh, Marjorie, now you're gonna make me feel all schmoopy.
Sorry, but. Just sorry, made me feel sorry. Warm and fuzzy. Yes, sorry, not well, but sorry. I felt warm fuzzies.
I'm honored that you trust me to do this with you, because you know I'm going to always be wanting to play a game called What is 25 Tiny Tacos?
I like that game. That was awesome. I think we should play a game every single episode.
All right, I'll do my best.
Why else do we have an improviser?
Well, till next time. Okay. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Marjorie.
And we're people.
Speak for yourself.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.